Maceo from De La Soul was eating at my trailer one day during South By, and he was just like, I was prepping, I didn't even see him, and he was just like talking all this crazy shit, just being loud and just talking shit. And then I finally turned around and I was like, holy shit. Oh my God, because I'm a huge fan.
Cool, awesome. So you got a ranch rider and a rambler.
Yes.
Double fisting it here. Well, welcome to the Austin All Day Podcast.
Thanks.
Pitmaster Kyle.
Thanks.
Rolling Smoke Barbecue.
Rolling Smoke Barbecue. It's Kyle Stallings.
Yes.
Got it.
East 6th Street.
Yeah, 1501 East 6th Street.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
And I know Troy was just down there recently.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Grabbing some grub.
Yep.
For record, that is a Chilton we just cracked open here.
Ranch Rider Spirits.
Yeah.
No sugar, no shit.
No shit. Thank you, Ranch Rider. There you go. Refreshing. Oh,
that's
right?
Good. Yeah.
Need some of these on the trailer.
Yeah.
So, how long has Rolling Smoke Barbecue been on East 6? Or how long has it been a thing to begin with?
It's been on East 6 for about 7 and some years. Not quite a half year, but. It was 7 years in September over there. And then a couple years before that, we were at 5th in Colorado. So it's been going on for almost 10 years.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. So you've always been right there downtown.
Yeah. One way or the other.
A lot of traffic. And in 10 years, you set up at a good time. Right? It was busy down there already.
Yeah. At the original location at 5th in Colorado, it was back then it was a little...
Oh, that's where Commodore is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not... Let me think. Well, what was there? It was like Antone's was the closest thing to us, the old Antone's before they moved off Fifth Street. So after they went out, some of the other bars kind of went out of business. The warehouse district kind of was dying out over there. And we did a lot of really late night business, 3 a.m. We didn't open until like 9, usually until 3 a.m. So,
oh, this is like the bar... Goers.
Yeah, it was all bar crowd.
Yeah.
Tried to do some lunches and it just really wasn't happening. So
yeah. But that's good food when you're getting out of a bar.
Yeah, it was good.
Do you still get a lot of that?
Not now because the pandemic, we don't even stay up and past like 9 now and there's not a lot going on. Friday and Saturday over there, a little more going on, but it's totally shifted for us from late night until day business now, so.
For sure. What's, like, you're rolling? Is that because it's on the truck?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured that
there much. There you go, you got it. Right. Yeah.
Sometimes it's very simple to figure out.
Yeah.
But it's on the truck. What separates, like, I mean, Austin's, like, full of good barbecue, Texas in general. What is it that kind of separates what you're doing? Or are you just sticking with like classic barbecue?
Not at all. Tacos. No, it's totally different. We really haven't stuck with anything that's been done. Usually we try to do something different, even, you know, down to the rubs and sauces and stuff. It's not like considered a Central Texas barbecue for the most part. I do some things that are more Central Texas influenced than others, like my poultry stuff, but briskets and ribs and everything. We don't mind like throwing some sugar in the rub or, you know, stuff like that, because I'm from Tyler, Texas originally, so you'll see a lot of that East Texas influence, but also the Central too. So I'd say what makes us different is we're kind of like an East meets Central Texas barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what about cool. Like sauces and stuff? No.
Yeah, yeah, you yeah. We love sauces. We're not anti-sauce. We're, right. You know, we have 3 barbecue sauces, like a green sauce that he had on the tacos. It's all smoked, and we even have like a Carolina mustard sauce. Yeah, great tacos. We love tacos. So.
Yeah, what kind of taco was that? It was like carnitas,
Carnitas queso taco. So,
man, I'm still thinking about that taco.
All done on the pit. We don't really have any equipment, so everything's always all been done with fire on the pit. That's, you know, carnitas done that way.
Yeah.
Our interpretation of that on a corn tortilla that's crisped up in smoked beef tallow. So now we do actually have one piece of equipment. We have like a flat top So nice. We were able to make those tacos, and we were doing it off like a little electric skillet for a while. And you can make like six at a time, but then we got this thing and you can maybe fit like 16 or something. So
that's cool. And when did you start making barbecue? Have you been cooking your entire life, or is this
kind of? Not really. I came back, moved out of Austin 2010, came back about 2012, had some friends that were doing this, mm-hmm. and just kind of started going up there and hanging out, and really just fell into like learning about it. They really didn't know what they were doing. So we were all trying to figure it out, or I was trying to figure it out. I don't know if they even cared to, but well, I was just trying to, you know, make it better, and I enjoyed it. So just fell into it that way and just dove in and made it my life.
Yeah.
So you were born in Tyler.
Yeah.
And in 2010, you left Austin. When did you come here originally?
I came to Austin probably like 99, 2000. I moved to St. Marcus in like 99, and then moved to Austin in like 2000.
What were you doing for work?
A lot of restaurant stuff. I was cooking back then. Before that, I was serving mostly that for a good 10 years or so. Worked at Alamo Draft House for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So got sucked into that, and it was just really, you know, easy, good money job. Somehow, you know, 5 years later, and then I got tired of everything and moved to California. And
okay.
Ended up coming back, so, you know.
So California.
Yeah.
Any influences out there?
No.
No? Well, you got tacos, but I don't know. That's
here. Not where I was. No.
Whereabouts?
I was like in Northern California.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, okay, nice. What were you doing out there?
Oh, have
you
ever seen pretty much the only thing there is to do out there. Yeah.
Have you seen where this is going?
Pretty much, yeah, the Sasquatch thing. Yeah, Sasquatch. That's a good. Have you seen code word?
So Sasquatch.
Yeah,
there's a good documentary.
Yeah, I saw it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, very that's good. Cool. Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, something like that.
So, still good to go visit Northern California here and there.
Very good, very awesome place.
Beautiful up there.
So, and then you come here, and then you kind of get the urge to do barbecue. So that's,
just pretty cool. I was doing, like, working for my friend's construction company, just, you know, doing what I could do to make money, and then fell into this. And
well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's worked out.
It turned into, like, you know, a job that you get paid for, which wasn't for a long time. I mean, you know.
But it's something you love, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
That's what I meant to say.
Like, mom and dad, when you were younger, were they cooking and doing it?
I was just talking about that today. I cooked everything, every meal, you know, pretty much. It was so rare to, like, even go out to eat to, you know, Chick-fil-A, I think maybe like once a year or something like that.
Oh, but, wow. Is that,
and
that
she worked, she had a single mom that was working full time. And I'm just thinking about that today. It was just like, how?
How the fuck did she do
it? How? Yeah.
I mean, like, if I'll throw in my two cents of maybe how is like, now that we have like smartphones and all this stuff, like the world is moving so much quicker. Like you have the ability to hit somebody where you used to have to go home and check your answering machine.
Yeah.
So you're not doing all this stuff. You're cooking meal, and then you're checking your answering machine, right?
True.
But it is crazy that our parents were like cooking all the time, and I'm like, I don't know. We're going to Pete Terry's.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, sure. Exactly.
That's so. Do you incorporate any of your mom's cooking into the?
Oh, tons of it. Tons of it. Yeah. Nice. My mac and cheese. I don't know if you had some of that.
I didn't. I saw that next time. Yeah, I'm definitely
smoked mac and
that.
Cheese. It's basically, you know, her recipe tweaked up a little bit, but for the most part. Like, you know, the shells that she did and everything.
What kind of cheeses?
Quite a few. Yeah. I mean, ranging from Velveeta to like Tillamook. So, you know, got the Velveeta like mom's and then put some like higher end stuff in there too. And cream and butter and stuff.
Nice.
And,
yeah.
And then a bunch of cheese blends. There's quite a few cheeses in that thing. And then we do like a smoked pimento cheese. Speaking of cheese, that's all my mom. Like,
I saw that on there.
My mom's the pimento cheese queen. I don't know. Like,
really?
Can't find it. It's so good. Like, I don't know. I've eaten it all over high-end restaurants, whatever. But
who's come close? Like, have you found one that's pretty good?
And they're all different. It's, you know, it's subjective. And I think you're never going to find that because you're dealing with nostalgia at that point. Yeah, and that's what it's all about. So, but I don't know. Mine's pretty good. I think I've taken hers and elevated it a little bit with the smoked pimentos and just added a few other things because hers is pretty simple. But
yeah,
it's
But simple done right.
Yeah, if you do it right. It's like it's, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like it all blends, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's cool.
Is it named after your mom? Is anything named after Ma?
I don't have a lot of really.
Oh, the names are like catchy
names. Some of the names that are on there were even predate me. Like the Playboy sandwich is like our biggest seller. It's a big, like a big three meat sandwich, and that was named before I even got there. I don't know why they had like a Playboy sign that they had probably gotten for free from somewhere.
Rolling Smoke.
Yeah.
I
didn't start it. I took over a friend's partnership that kind of started it, and then decided he wanted to like make money and got out of it real quick. Was partnered up with another.
So you acquired it. Now it's yours.
Well, I have a partner too, but okay, he's cool. Silent. And I do everything. So
yeah. Well, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But the name just stayed.
Yeah, the name stayed. Me and the partner talked about, do you want to change it? And we were like, no, we kind of like it. I don't know. Right. It works on a few levels. So,
but when you come up with a new taco, you're like, this is taco. We'll call this one taco.
Yeah. Basically.
Right.
Yeah. What meats does it have on that sandwich? I'm curious.
Brisket, pulled pork, and then sausage.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's always probably been our biggest seller, and it's a huge sandwich. So.
The cookie was really awesome, too.
Oh, yeah, there's cookies.
I don't see anywhere that people are doing, like, smoked cookie like that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that too much. We did it a long time ago with my old friend, Chef Matt, originally, and didn't do it for maybe 5 years. And then Joanne, the lady that's been working with me, she owned part of a top 50 barbecue place out in Sisterdale called Blackboard, and she's here now, and she comes and cooks with me a lot, and just she's been doing the cobblers and cookies and stuff like that. So now I'm doing the cobblers, but she still pretty much makes the cookie dough, and we just smoke it. But
nice.
Yeah.
So you cook it in the smoker?
Yeah. So we don't have ovens or anything. So,
long does it take?
It takes about 30 minutes to do the cookies. It takes a lot longer to do the cobblers, like a little over an hour. But
So the cookies are like, I mean, obviously they're smoky.
They're not even that smoky, right?
It's weird. Like, did you have peanut butter in there?
There's peanut butter chips and chocolate chips, miso.
So with that smoky and the peanut butter and the miso, it's kind of like, it almost plays like a trick on your mind. Like, I was like, it's not really smoky, but there is some essence of that there. But it's just a really nice, like, great flavor. I was really impressed with it. And I ate a lot of cookies.
Yeah, so. Me too. Me too. Yeah.
And that one's called Cookie, right?
Yeah, that one is, I don't know what it's called. Yeah, no name for that. Smoked cookies.
Smoked cookies.
Smoked cookies, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to name it smoked cookies because nobody's smoking cookies.
Right.
Yeah,
there you go. To the point.
What temperature are you doing those cookies at?
So we do those in the top rack of the Moberg, and it's usually about 50 degrees, probably higher than the bottom shelf. So I've done them anywhere from like 200 to 300 degrees. Yeah. So
cool.
It just takes a little longer.
Yeah.
The colder it is, but we've done them all over the place and they work.
Your pit's got a name.
Crystal Gale. Yeah. It's a Moberg smoker out of Dripping Springs. Great pits. I don't know.
You're a big country fan.
Yeah.
Old school country.
Yeah, I'm a fan of a lot of music. So nice. Definitely a big Crystal Gale fan. And when I named that pit, I was listening to a lot of old Crystal Gale music. So
nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Has that been the one that's been there, or did you get another one?
Well, no, the original one is built into the trailer, and that's we ran with that for about the first 6 years or so, maybe seven.
So you don't use it anymore?
Not anymore, because...
but it's still there.
It's still there, and I have a big insulated warming cabinet next to it that I would probably ruin if I fired that thing up, or I wouldn't mind doing it, but there's not a lot of room in there. So we've moved everything to the other one, and it's a lot nicer with being able to breathe and stuff. So
Is your mom she been to the trailer?
Yeah.
So did you cook with her when you were younger too, or did
a little
she
bit?
Just
I mean.
But you didn't know that you were going to end up being
not at all. No, this just kind of happened.
Well, what'd you want to do? Like, what'd you want to become? Like, you have no idea?
When I was a child,
when you're a child,
like a
fireman,
veterinarian, veteran,
a veteran.
You could become a veteran.
Yeah, I could have done that, but no, veterinarian. Sorry.
See, you love animals.
I do. I still love animals and the dogs a lot.
How many dogs do you have?
Three.
Oh, okay. Dang.
Yeah.
That's what awesome. I was like, Finn smells the smoke.
It's yeah.
Like, I'm going to eat you.
Don't mind if
he smells your dogs.
What breed?
I have a bull mastiff, bull terrier, and then one that's kind of like a hound pit mix rescued.
Is a bull mastiff like huge?
Or
is
the English mastiffs are a lot bigger. The bull mastiff females tend to range from like 90 to 120 to some people, but not huge. She's a good size.
Yeah.
And she's just a year old, so she's only about, I don't know, 85 or 90 right now. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
I mean, Austin's really dog friendly. Yeah. Are you doing all that?
Oh yeah.
All three?
It's our kids. I mean, me and my wife are just like, you know.
Do they take turns? Or do you just everybody hop in the, we're going.
My wife has got to the point where she can walk them all three at once. I don't even try to do that.
She's got skills.
And it's hard to pick. You have to like leave some at home and take some. So usually, it's like all or nothing usually. Yeah.
We had a neighbor here where she had three. Uh-huh. And so we would just go on three walks.
Yeah.
So this dog was walking all night.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, it was good for him. But yeah, three dogs can be quite a bit. So are they good at these like the friendly neighborhood bars and stuff?
Pretty good. They're really good. Yeah.
Like Cosmic is good. You've been over there.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so Leroy and Lewis, these are your like
for sure
your brethren, right?
Yeah. My brother Andy Morris works over there. So.
Oh really?
Yeah. Not my. Okay. You know what I mean? My good friend and barbecue brother from a long time ago. I met him. I don't know. It's been quite a while at this point, but he worked at Franklin a long time ago and stuff. Okay. Like, he works over there now. But
so nice. Did Ben at J&L.
Ben worked there too. He worked with Ben.
Yeah. A lot of talent. It's because like Davis Turner.
Yep. Davis
of Huckleberry. Well. Mm-hmm. Not in the barbecue world, but like.
But
a lot of talented folks.
Yeah. And there's a whole new breed of them too, I guess, that are doing like Goldies and. Winning all the awards and there's a lot of Franklin kids from there. So,
We got to get Aaron Franklin on the podcast apparently and talk to him.
Maybe so.
Or is it like Discover? Is that like the commercials? That's like Discover Card commercials.
Yeah, you might have a Discover Card budget or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
But Valentina's. No, I'm just throwing out names because like you got to
love Valentina's.
Do you eat barbecue every day? Can you do
not it? Every day. Not at all. Like I used
5 days a week or what?
Yeah, probably. No, not at all, really. I used to.
Are you just like tasting at this
point? A lot of times will taste it and not even swallow because I can't even digest anymore. Like, I just like, I don't know. I'm getting old and I gotta watch, you know, the intake of meat and I try to, you know, eat a lot more vegetables now.
Yeah.
Because it was getting bad.
Yeah. Do you have veggies on the menu?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of veggies and a lot of vegetarian stuff.
Did you say your wife was vegetarian?
My wife is vegetarian. Right. So, yeah, we have a smoked mushroom sandwich. We got all our sides are vegetarian. They don't, you know, we don't throw bacon in our sides or anything. So, if somebody wants that, they can have it. Stuff like that. So,
yeah. So, because we were talking about that. Like, how do you eat, you know, barbecue all the time, especially if you own it?
I did it for a while, but it'll take its toll on your body.
So to name some, we've kind of been naming some, but like Valentina's is down here and they're doing their thing. Are there some spots or like friends in the barbecue world that you have?
I like Brotherton's.
Okay,
sweater on.
He's awesome.
Liberty Brotherton's. I'm there probably more than any other barbecue place. Our style switch. Good friends with those guys, and one of those two places. I do eat there more than I'm acting like I do because I'll end up eating barbecue there pretty often, at least maybe once every week or two. So, but not every day. I'm just saying I don't do it every day, but every week.
You got to support, so it's
I got to support. And if somebody comes out with something new, you know, we got to go try that. And
Style Switch did the new one on
in the Cedar Park.
I didn't know if that was one, but there's the one by Pius and
The Switch. Yeah.
The Switch. What is that area called again?
Dripping Springs?
They have a name for that.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget.
Call it Almost Austin or Almost Dripping Springs. Yeah. I think it's like an Austin address, but it's like Almost Dripping Springs, but...
It starts with a T, whatever it is, like. But yeah, Pius is out there. That's that one. Where's the one on Burnett? Is that
North Lamar and like Justin? Yeah.
That's
yeah,
another that style.
That's great. Yep.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That's the OG, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and the then they just opened one in Cedar Park.
Yep. Good for them.
I believe they're about to open another one somewhere.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Miguel, the Valentinas went into the soccer stadium.
Oh, it must be crazy. Yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah. I was like, how? Right? How do you do that? Like, all these fans.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's like cows.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
That was a good pickup for the. I mean, that's a really cool event. And just to have, you know, barbecue represented there, it's a great partnership for him.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea.
And it seems like he's been on it since the beginning because I saw like ads with him about soccer before it even opened.
He's a big fan, I'm sure.
Yeah. He hosts all those games there, you know, his place and everything. So I'm excited to see that spot in Buda now.
Yeah, and that's a crazy move.
To head to Buda?
What's wild? I don't know.
Well, you're like right in the heart of it. It would never make sense to not be there.
Yeah.
But like I feel like they're far enough out, and then everything is growing. Obviously, it won't stop. I mean, this strip, it is weird because the strip that he's on right now, Manchac, is like full of bars now. Like there's a lot of traffic up here.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, I'm sure they have it. You know, some kind of.
It's probably just gonna be a really nice space.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, they have some plan that you know,
that like grain mill and everything. It's like it looks just like so picturesque. It's so cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Because like part of going to like the Salt Lake is like driving out there.
True.
Right. It's not always like what you're eating. I mean, that's definitely a big part of it. But like you get the scenery, the atmosphere. Yeah,
for sure.
So maybe he's got something going on there.
Yeah.
And he got a big paycheck. He's like, what am I going to do with this?
Sure.
Right? I'm going to buy a new place. Go out to Buda. But Austin is expanding, which has been really great. But have you noticed that since things have started to, like, resume? Right? Because there's a time where we were, like, doing our thing. But, like, the highways were still kind of light, it felt like. Like, there was no traffic.
Oh, yeah.
But now, it's whatever, back. There was somebody flipped the switch.
Oh, yeah.
It feels worse than it was.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying this?
No. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Definitely. It feels like everybody who moved here now, you can really tell everywhere you go. So,
because I was like, maybe we got so used to not having traffic that now that it's back, it just feels awful. But I was like, this actually feels worse than it was before.
It's pretty bad.
And it's a lot, like all day. I noticed like right when school, like kid elementary school lets out, you better not be on Mopac or I avoid.
I don't leave East Austin too much on those times of day at all. You know, like right now I was like, oh, what am I doing? No. But it wasn't bad. It
was like, you're like venturing out. What do you call this? North San Antonio?
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty close though. It was like 20 minutes.
It's not bad.
But the traffic was starting to hit. I was like, oh.
Yeah. When you, so East Austin, do you live over there too?
Yeah, I live over there. And I
have
to live pretty close because back and forth like a lot. So
do you like commute with a vehicle always or?
Yeah, mostly. I mean, I'm usually like commuting to work back and forth with like, you know, boxes of.
Yeah.
Meat or something. I don't know. I have
like you're running a business.
I have a central commissary. My house is here. The central commissary is here. The trailer's here. So it's a nice little route. But yeah, I'm always running around between those three places. So
yeah. Speaking about the meat on your truck, I saw you had a Good Stock sticker.
Yeah.
So it's all Good Stock product.
It is good. Not all good, but the brisket. The brisket. Is all good, okay. Good cool. Stock product.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Good Stock.
Good Stock, man.
Yeah, man. They're great.
They were the official sponsor of our Smash Burger Bash that I just threw.
They just sponsored me at Troubadour, and Morgan Foster, our meat rep, is the greatest person I've ever dealt with. Like I've never had, you know, she's really on top of everything. Like,
I haven't met her, but I'm familiar with her.
She's awesome. Never had anyone that even cared enough, and she's there like every week checking on me, texting me, making sure everything's okay.
Nice.
And if there is any type of problem, they, you know, fix it immediately. Like they're great. So
they're super super sweet people. Chris, Sam, all these people that I dealt with for the competition. Mark Avalos from Slab Barbecue got me connected with them.
Oh, yeah. And Slab's with them, too.
But, it's just like Good Stock is such a cool. They're just such sweet people.
Enjoy them. I agree.
Yeah.
Have you and been
their product's
to their,
great.
For sure.
The storefront, the brick, whatever it's brick and mortar. But it's so far away from
I have not, but it's in Round Rock, right?
Yeah, it's right by the Dell, the Diamond Dell up there, the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
It's like right. Just
really
like
cool.
79 or something. Probably one day.
Yeah, it's cool. I went up there a few times just recently and really enjoyed it. So
cool.
Yeah definitely. So in East Austin has tons of good food.
Yeah, that's why. That's probably why I like it so much.
Like, I mean, it's kind of insane when you really think about how much food is on Esau. Like, if you just take Cesar Chavez, for instance, like, all the way to the end, you got Sawyer & Co., and then they have a new place next to it. Then you have, like, Jacoby's and Griselda's. You haven't even gone, Sweet Chive. Block.
Yeah.
Sweet Chive. Yes. And then Juice Land, Bento Picnic. Like,
yeah.
The day, I guess, day before yesterday, a friend of mine that lives in my neighborhood and myself went to Corriente and got some food to go. And then we're just driving around basically making that loop. And I was like, have you been here? Have you been here? Right. Have you been here? And he was like, no. He's like riding it all down.
But, it's insane.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you don't even need to. You just like get out, throw a stone, walk over there, try that place, you know, the next day, try something else. Because we're talking about Cesar Chavez, but then like E6, where it's like also incredible. It's just like littered with great food.
New stuff all the time.
Like where, what's that? Well, I know Il Bruto and across the way. What's the next to, not Camari Tattoo, the other, the OG like taco spot there?
Somalia's?
No, it's like the name of a food company too. It always throws me off. Like, it's not U.S. Foods. But it's like that.
Just where it's a like, shout out there.
You guys don't, El Bruto right across the street. There's like, it's like a little Mexican like diner type thing.
Oh, Cisco's.
Cisco's.
Oh yeah. We're right next to Cisco's. Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking
about. That place good? I haven't been there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's old school.
Old school.
And I think it's a lot of nostalgia affiliated with it, but you know, it's good stuff. Like, we've been there, you know, I got to know the old owner, Clovis, before he kind of sold, and I don't know what kind of deal they have now, but there's, you know, I believe Matt, one of the Cicerinos, is still, you know, part owner involved.
Have you ever met Louis Cantu? No, he was helping them out.
I'm definitely friends with that person on Facebook, and I probably have met them. But it's like,
oh, you're like I am on.
Yeah. It's hard to know if you've met these people in real life or if it's on Facebook, but
it's just, especially if you're like in a culinary community, there's just so many people that you're like, of course, yeah, well, I had your friend, and then suddenly you're like friends with everybody. And you're like, oh, we are friends, okay, whoops, what's your name again?
And I'm kind of dumb sometimes with that, but
believe me, hang out with me a little bit longer, you feel a lot better about yourself. I forget everything.
You'll forget it. I mean, I forget you hung out.
It gets pretty bad.
Yeah, man.
But so we have a quick segment. If we can go
which
into
what we're doing,
we're gonna. I know it
should
would
we be, get on the one that's kind of relevant
we're talking
to the topic?
About? Sure,
we'll that's what I was thinking. Around. I was like, this is perfect to lead in. Okay, because we're on the same page,
right? We're talking about restaurants here, or whatever, just your favorite spots to go.
So, what are you eating?
What are you eating?
What are you eating?
Yeah. I always say right now, my favorite restaurant is Rosewood.
Okay, that's Kitchen Rosedale,
Rosewood. I think the full title now they're going with is like Gulf Coast Chop House or something like that. It's right there on Rosewood, 11th Street.
I love when they do that. Like Chicon is on Chicon.
Yeah.
Well, and it was Chicon.
Yeah, it was there. And the new spot that is there, I don't know if you guys have been to Conje, the Caribbean place that took over Chicon is really, I've been telling people is really good too.
Nice. Okay, that's where Last Straw and everything.
Where Last Straw was, yeah. It is really some like elevated Caribbean jerk chicken, probably just.
Oh, you're suggesting that?
Really good place. Yeah. I mean, I was. Well,
Now, do you know if that's Andrew Weishart? Like that was his property?
I don't think he's involved with this one. My wife was working at Contigo recently, and I don't think they said that they went through two restaurants there, and then I don't think they were involved, but I don't know for sure.
Remember, they had the vegetarian place called like the Gardener. First, it was the Gardener, and then there was before Last Straw, Chicon, and then Last Straw.
Oh, okay.
So it's three.
Yeah, I kind of don't think I ever went to that one, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, your wife could have enjoyed it.
She probably would have. But yeah, I'm always repping for Rosewood, man.
This looks gorgeous.
Yeah, let's try it.
And it's so underrated and so unknown, and I'd rather, you know, like, they did my wedding. We just had a super small wedding with 10 people, and my friend Chris Goodson was a chef there, or is a chef there. I think he's focused more on the like to-go meals or something now. But he came over, like set up, cooked everything on site, like stuffed flounder and 57-day aged ribeye and stuff like that. And it was like, man, this is how you should have a wedding, because I don't know, there was only like 10 of us. It was all family, and they were able to come out and do that. And it was one of the best meals.
That's incredible.
And every time I go there, it's just like, it's like if your grandmother took like, I don't know, French culinary like classes and was like an elevated like Southern food into like this new level. That's like, I don't know. I love it.
So it looks like a house.
It is an old house. It was like a wine spot before that.
Super cool. So do you eat inside and out?
There is inside and outside, yes.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Nice. I guess we got...
They adapted well to the pandemic and got a bunch of stuff outside. So.
Yeah, that's a whole new recommendation. I'm super excited. What else? What else are you eating right now? Anything that comes... Or what's like... That's or even then, like, what's your, one of your like staples, you know? Like, anywhere in town that you want to like...
A lot. I got to think about it. What genre of food? I don't know.
No kids?
No.
No kids. No. Just the dogs.
Just the dogs. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we eat out a lot. Let me think.
What about like Thai food or something like that, you know? Or is there any
spot? I love Thai food. I don't know of anything like, I like the old classic staples. Like my first experience with Thai food was Thai Kitchen in Austin, and I still love Thai Kitchen. And
that's on Elizabeth Street, right?
It's on Guadalupe by the campus. They used to have.
I'm thinking of Thai Fresh, I think.
Thai Fresh, yeah. Okay. Which is awesome too. Tataya's on.
It slams.
That's those two are my favorite that I can think of right now.
I'm gonna go eat there again just because we just talked about.
Yeah, Tataya's is like, I've been going to Tataya's since they started. Like we used to live right over there in that Justin neighborhood right when they opened Crestview, and it's been awesome to see. And then when they revamped it and everything, like, I think they did an awesome job with it. I don't go there enough. It's been a while, so I'll probably need to go too.
Nice. There's a place I've been going to for Thai called Super Thai on like Old Torf and Lamar right there.
Okay.
It's kind of by that Brooklyn Pizzeria and Golden Goose and all
that. Oh, really? Is that new?
It's been there a while. It's just kind of small and just kind of like hidden on that end right there. Yeah.
You know what you can do is you can go bring the dogs to Bolden Acres. Uh-huh. Hang out there. If you don't eat at CM Smokehouse.
I would probably be eating something there because Cade, every time I go in there, feeds me a tray of stuff.
Cade's the best.
The monstrous. Burger. Yeah, that burger's awesome. Yeah,
we got on that burger here and it was like, I don't know where it came from, but like, that is the burger.
It really is good.
It's a good burger.
Good burger. Yeah,
he's solid.
He does some great stuff.
Oh, yeah. And he's got the taco truck now too, which I haven't tried.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't been there since that was open, but last time I went, he was kind of like demoing a bunch of the items that are on there, like obviously the Crunchwrap and the...
You know what I really liked?
Tacos and stuff.
When he did the pho.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got into that or the ramen. I missed all those nights.
But that was way a while ago. Yeah. I don't know if he's continued that. But Cato is also like doing all the like... cooking for the Tony Hinchcliffe thing.
Oh, yeah. He still does that a lot.
That's cool. That's good people to get in with.
Yeah, I think it's because Yoni...
Yoni's like is, big...
You know Yoni? Yeah, Yoni's a good friend of mine.
I'll tell you real quick. We did a barbecue month here.
Uh-huh.
And what is it, May? I fucking forget. What month is barbecue month? You don't know because it's every day for you. But there is a barbecue month.
May, probably.
May. I think it must have been May. Right.
That's like Memphis in May and stuff is just a big barbecue month.
So during that month, which is every scheduled podcast was with Yoni and then all just barbecue. So we did John Bates.
I probably knew that.
Yeah, we did Bates, CM Smokehouse.
Kind of flashing back J&L, to that now.
Right? J&L was here.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think next year we might go like more all out than we did.
Yeah.
And like, cause like you could have come in during that.
Yeah.
And then like the ideal thing there is like to do something really fun at the end, but it's hard cause y'all are working all the time.
Yeah.
Very much. Yeah.
You know, to coordinate like, it'd probably be like on a Monday, right? Cause are you closed Monday?
Nobody's open on Monday except Kate.
Right. And that is why they call it Taco Tuesday. Right?
Yeah.
You should go eat tacos after that.
I'm with that.
You know, there was something I wanted to talk about because I think, did you just cook for Bun B?
Yeah.
Or something? Was that Far Out Lounge? Is that correct?
Oh, really?
Bun B's Backyard Bash.
I think I was out of town that weekend. But comment more on that. Like, how'd you get that gig and what was that all about?
That's my buddy, Javar Sheffield. He threw some of the other the past shows at Little Darlin. This was the first one he did at Far Out, but it was like the ones with Dead Prez and Bun B's Backyard Barbecue the year before. Man, how I know that guy is crazy. Like, Maceo from De La Soul was eating at my trailer one day during South By, and he was just like, I was prepping, I didn't even see him, and he was just like talking all this crazy shit, just being loud and just talking shit. And then I finally turned around and I was like, holy shit. Oh my God. Cause I'm a huge fan. I'm not like, I'm older, you know, I'm 43 and big De La fan. And I was like, oh my God. So then I just like stepped out of the trailer and just like hung out with him for a while, talked to him, and we became friends. And like every time he'd come to town, his manager would hit me up and like, we'd just kind of hang out. We were hanging out one night at Antone's late at night and after a show. And, I met Jabbar there, and he's doing Music Is on the Menu. He's doing a bunch of stuff where he's trying to like bring music and food together. And they did a dinner with Mace and everything, and just been hooked up with him from that.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, very, nice. Very, so very cool. One of the best, you know, one of the coolest things I've in my life ever happened.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so he throws that in. Had us come do that. It was supposed to be just, I think, private for Bun B, and then it kind of, well, can you do more? And we ended up doing like the whole way, you know, setting up a tent next to Traeger and just giving away a bunch of barbecue. And
that's cool.
Bun came up and was like nice, as you know he always is. I've met him a few times before that, and he's just like, I appreciate you guys coming out here. Like, you don't get that from rappers. Like, you don't get that from... I did a catering for Wu-Tang. I did a catering for Ghostface and Raekwon, and they were assholes, I'm going to say right here. Like, they were just so rude. And, Ghostface was just, like, unbelievably just... I mean, I worked on it forever, and we sat there forever and waited on them, and then they were just, like, rude as fuck. So, with someone, like, appreciated, like, Bun and everything like that, and just... It meant so much. And then
that's cool.
I was going to make him like a huge tray at the end, take it to the green room. And that, disappointingly, that didn't get to happen. They kind of bolted right after the show. But he was right there, and I was slicing brisket. And I swear to God, I flopped open this piece of brisket. It was the wettest, juiciest brisket I've probably ever seen. And I've seen a few. I gave it to him, you know, like I was able to hand it to him, and he ate it and was just like, that's some rendered meat. That's some rendered meat. That's exactly what he said. That's so awesome. Like, it was awesome. Like, definitely what I grew up on and
what else, like, what kind of hip hop do you like? What else? Who's some of your biggest influence?
So do you still like Wu-Tang? Or do you hear it and you're like, fuck?
No, I still like Wu-Tang. I don't expect much out of that. You know, like those guys, they're fucking superstars. Yeah. Like,
was Ghostface like he is on the Hulu series?
Yes. And did you see that episode where he's being picky? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. If you haven't seen it,
I'm on the second season.
Okay. It's in the second season. This isn't going to spoil anything, but he goes up to like, not a food trailer, but, and he's super picky. And I'm like, oh my God, it's not just me. This is how he really is. Like, my friend texted me, who was there with me at the catering, who is a huge Wu-Tang fan, my boy Matt, and he was like, did you see that? And I was like, no, I haven't watched it yet. And he was like, I was like, oh my God. And so I went home and watched it, and it's exactly true to life what he did. So
that is hilarious. Right, that is hilarious.
That's
a good series. It was great.
Yeah, it's cool.
Somebody reminded me to like that I haven't finished the second one.
There's it's
so
good.
Much
yeah.
shit out that you can't keep up with everything.
That was one I was on there every week. So I was like,
I know, I got it in my back pocket because like I got sidetracked with something. Succession.
Yeah, I get it.
Man. I never watched Succession.
Yeah.
And then somebody
I've never seen that.
Oh, you know,
it's a little drama-y for me, but
it's cool. Hilarious. I've been working on my. If you ever watch Succession, and then you go hang out with or work with people, and then you start doing the impressions.
Yeah.
Like Kendall's like, oh, Dad. Right. And then like the Tom Wambsgans like, oh, Greg. it's a good show.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
What were you just saying?
I said about
rap stuff. Man, what's going on? I love rap music.
Like, what's going on? I feel like I can't speak on modern
That's cool.
Modern stuff as much. I feel like I'm stuck in, and I'm back on the old. You know,
there's also I'm on
like the Hot Boys and BG, and I'm going back and revisiting all that stuff right now. Yeah. I'm like, I know there's new hip hop coming out. I heard there was like a new A$AP Rock that came out the other day. I was like, oh shit, I didn't even know this was happening. And I'm so far behind.
How recent was that?
I really knew. I just heard it the other day, and it's really good. But like, yeah, I've fallen off. Like, I think I've shifted more into classic country and stuff like that. I've dove really deep into that listened to a lot of like that and stuff like that. Like, I really a big Charlie Crockett fan.
Saw him at ACL Live. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, I saw him a couple years ago and just was like, oh my God. So I've listened to him more in the past 3 years than anybody else.
Nice. Yeah, he's blowing up right now.
Yeah, now he's blowing up and it's like,
he's everywhere.
I'm like, damn, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
I
saw him at Green Hall a couple months ago, and it was right after the day after the ACL taping.
Okay.
So you saw the same show, I'm sure. Exactly, it was probably on fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the sound is so great at ACL Live. And but he was just very entertaining and everybody was really into it, you know. And I think it was kind of like coming out of COVID when you go to shows now and people are like together again. It's like energy's up there, you know. So it was cool.
I went to one in March in Lampasas, and it was, speaking of coming out of COVID, it was like the first thing I'd been to since anything. And it wasn't really even that anything going on, but it was in Lampasas and it was out at an outdoor venue. But it was kind of, we stayed back because it was still pretty heavy pandemic times and like, but yeah, that it was great. So anyway.
What about these local guys like Rob Baird or like Ryan Bingham and all?
They're great.
Rob Baird, you like him?
I'm not too familiar with Rob Baird.
He's
heard the name, but I'm not going to act like I know the music as much as like Ryan Bingham.
He's big foodie, He's been on the podcast because he's a foodie.
Awesome. Oh, nice. Awesome. I'll check it out. Good to hear.
Oh, he's great. If I tell him, he'll probably go over there.
My favorite local thing right now that I've been just jamming the shit out of is Cactus Lee.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen the name, but
Cactus Lee. So good.
That's
like,
cool. I'll check it.
Yeah, really good, really good. Old, you know, that old sound that you think it's surprising that it's still here and refreshing that it's still here.
Yeah. I love this, like, boost of country right now. Mm-hmm. Like, people are dressing up like cowboys.
Oh, yeah, the cosplay everywhere. And everything.
It's like, yeah, there's all the, but it's like all this good music is coming out and people are getting back to like real, like, older country, which, you know, country was kind of a drag for a while because it was so, like, you know, just commercial. And it was all the same. But now it's like, especially living in Austin, because we have this mecca of music everywhere, but it's like there's a lot of great country in this Texas coming out and all in the South. And it's cool, you know. People are digging this cowboy vibe and this country vibe.
Mm-hmm. It's possible that we just kind of uncovered a new segment.
What's that?
What kind of music?
Yeah, there you go.
It's like you're not able to listen to music during the day.
I do.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
There's a lot of time of the day where I have my one AirPod in my
It's like usually you're in a kitchen, like somebody's doing a boombox or something. Yeah. You get so many varieties of music. It should be a subject.
That's true. You know, we do that. It's not always the greatest thing, depending on personalities that you work with.
I have to control it at my trailer sometimes. Yeah.
Or if the customers can hear, it's also kind of depending on what you're listening to.
That's the beauty of being in a commissary.
Gotten in trouble with podcasts more than we have with music.
Because it's just blaring.
There was my old employer was listening to like a comedy podcast and they walked by and saying something, the wrong thing. And I was like, okay, we can't do podcasts anymore at work. I had to put the law down on that just because.
All right.
Anyway.
Except for this one.
Except for this one.
Yeah, there you go.
Prep to a pod, turn on the Austin all day.
Yeah.
Trim up some briskets.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it going. Tell your friends. We do have an actual segment, though, that is usually reversed. So this is called Potty Talk.
Oh, yeah.
Potty Talk.
Like you've heard it before?
I've heard about this.
All right, sponsored by Buc-ee's. They just don't know it yet.
Oh, yeah. it's the best place to take a piss.
No, we'll send them $69.
And you always buy something that you didn't go in for there.
Every time. And they got barbecue there.
Yeah. I actually ate it not too long ago. I had no choice. And I have a friend that's always... I wasn't... I, I have friends that say the chopped beef's pretty good. I wasn't going to do that, but I got the turkey, and it wasn't bad at all.
I mean, I mean, it's pretty good for what it is.
Yeah, for what it is.
I got a boudin kolache.
Oh, yeah, good. The kolaches are legit. Yeah. I like those a lot,
I got this cheddar biscuit sausage kind of like little wrap thing. It's like...
Brandon, but I've seen this chopped cheese trying to make a from New York.
Right? Oh,
trying to make a you've heard of it?
Yeah, it's trying to make an appearance here.
Look at that.
It's funny with the New York food trend, or like I don't know. I've seen like some of the trends from New York try to make it here, and they'll have a small following with like you know Rochester trash plates or something, garbage plates is what they call it. So I don't know.
Well, my buddy Ryan Rosen, Chef Ryan Rosen's got the Brooklyn Breakfast Shop.
Uh-huh.
That's a killer joint. But like
we need more of that for sure.
For sure.
Delis like, and stuff like breakfast.
See, it's crazy. Bagel shops. Cheese,
bagel shops. Right? Real bagel shops. Like
ooh, Nervous Charlie's.
That's there? The best one. Oh my god! For sure.
One of my all-time.
So I've never been there.
It's right by.
It's like once you eat it, it's just like you just it sets the bar. I mean, it's like
so. Do you get so fantastic? Like an everything bagel, or do you like get a sandwich? What do you get when you go to Nova's?
I
get them all.
I try everything.
They go crazy there.
Pumpernickel, blueberry, maple. I try all the bagels. I love them all. So
and do you do cream cheese?
They do like sandwich bagels too. There with like collabs.
Chicken cutlet. Oh yeah, and then the brisket.
Style Switch had one with like brisket and stuff in there. I didn't ever get
their chicken cutlet though.
I haven't had that. It looks good now.
Oh man, I almost like. If you get it, you're just going to crave it like every month of your life. Like it's, I don't know, I've had chicken cutlets in New York and all that, you know, where bagels, all that stuff's good, but like they're great. And that's kind of what turned me on to that. But their chicken cutlet is like insane. It's like,
I gotta get
out
there.
Of sight. We eat there sometimes like 4 times a month or 3 times a month. Like we just love bagels and they just have such a great, you know, product. It's insane.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how was their bathroom?
I don't know if I've ever been to the bathroom.
You gotta go. You gotta report back and bring some bagels too.
I'm trying to think of bathrooms.
Yeah, I mean, you've been here. I mean, even if it doesn't exist anymore. I mean, like you're like, so yeah.
I was like, I know I was in a good bathroom recently. But,
I mean, let's see. This segment started with Old Thousand because they got their. Have you been in there?
Yeah,
their wallpaper with like Biggie and.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've been in there. But, wallpaper is always cool.
I think the Beastie Boys wallpaper. Do you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No.
One of the Beastie Boys, like, designs that wallpaper.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's sick. Beastie Boys. Boys live, baby.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a pretty cool bathroom, though. Sawyer & Co., places like that. But
oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Tiki Tatsuya. I don't know if you guys have gotten in there yet.
I haven't been there yet.
It's a crazy bathroom experience. I mean, they have like the history of Tiki like playing through speakers. The whole place is like got a bunch of audio stuff going along with the lights and the decor. And it is, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like I've been to like all these Tiki bars in California and like, I don't know nobody can get in it right now, but once everyone does, you know, it is fucking awesome.
Like, nice. Where's that located?
On South Lamar, and it's right next to the Tatsuya.
Oh, I thought
it's like hidden, and you have to go around the back and go in this crazy entrance. Like, cool. It's so cool, man.
It's like got a travel sign on front of it or something, right?
Yeah. You don't go in that way. You go through the back, and it's like a crazy big entrance. Cool. Like, but I think it's booked up until 2022 or something now. I don't know. I got in on the friends and family. My wife somehow got us in, and it was so cool. Yeah, I totally recommend that to you guys.
Nice. I live in that area, so it's like I thought Tiki Tatsuya was somewhere else. Like I was like, where is this? Because I was only looking at the front of the sign.
It's misleading.
I passed by it every day, so I was telling my wife like, yeah, I guess that's a travel agent. And then I was like, no, it's like
they made it look concept.
Like I was like, it's so cool, and we were like,
every detail in that place has been thought out and just planned to the. I don't know. It's crazy. Like,
but they're booked? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. I think they are. I don't know. I haven't even checked. Exactly, but I think you could.
It's like a tiki bar, right?
So, but how does it get booked? Like,
oh, you make reservations and people are just.
Till next year?
I think so. Wow. At least it was December last time I checked. So
that's crazy. Well, let's try to
which is next there. Year's pretty soon. Yeah. I mean, it's just a couple months. Even when Dip 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 came out, it was. Booked for 3 months,
Dip, dip, dip.
I might know a guy. The rage. We'll see.
A guy too. One of my old employees is really high up in the kitchen there now. I'm gonna be like, what's going on? How do we walk in this thing? Because I'm ready to go back.
Pool Burger.
Fool Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was, I love that place.
Yeah, it's cool.
Super
cool.
Chill.
Really cool. It's got the like TV right there. Paper and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have also
crinkle fries.
Yes.
They have a killer burger too.
It's great.
And they have like, frozen hurricanes.
People like to hate on like that's because it's a McGuire Mormon hospitality property.
Oh yeah.
They're like they're all good concepts.
Yeah.
They're good.
If it's good, it's good. I don't know.
Yeah, if it works, that's all that matters.
I mean, can you name one McGuire Mormon thing that's not great? I mean, they're all really unique and they do them really well. I haven't been to Neighborhood Sushi.
That's why they're successful. I mean, like, yeah.
They are like, they have to be the biggest restaurant group in Austin, yeah? I mean, think about it. How many properties? There's Perla's, there's Elizabeth Street Cafe, there's Neighborhood Sushi, there's June's All Day, there's like a new pizza place during that hotel. There's an Italian place now. I mean, this isn't even half of it. There's Clark's. Keeps going. It's like they are kind of Austin.
Yeah.
And then there's like the individual people sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
And then there's like a McDonald's on like Bart Springs and Lamar. I was like, what is McDonald's doing there?
I don't know, man. Like, but it stays busy because I was over there at Peter Pan the other day and it was people.
Does it shock you? Like
it shocks me every day when I see these people lined up at fucking
McDonald's.
Not even Whataburger. Just and by my house on MLK, it's like 40 cars deep all the time. I'm like, and Taco Bell right next to it. I'm just like,
Taco Bell.
And the
like
trailer across the street has no one. I'm like, man, you people.
Just because you guys of where we are, like, I think we should like do like a ban of taco. Like, get they should there should not be a Taco Bell in Austin, Texas.
No, there should.
Yeah. To think that there's sad souls lined up to get some fucking Taco Bell. Man.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I have heard they do the vegan stuff well, though.
What, the vegetarian Taco Bell?
Apparently.
They have that now, yeah, and they have black beans now, and they have the veggie tacos, and it's not that bad. Honestly, it's a cool option for vegetarians.
So I've heard, like, of all the fast foods, they've the ones that,
I tried it the other day just to see what the vegetarian stuff was.
Here I am, dog, and talking about you were there.
I had to try this vegetarian because I was like, this is going to be trash, you know, and it was cool. Honestly, like, for vegetarians and having been able to eat there for as long as they've been vegetarian, like my wife, which could be, like, 10 plus years, you know, like...
It's like
it's shit, but it's it's fun.
You know? So my mind goes to like you never get like a Taco Bell and then you open it up and like the lettuce is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And like then they say the meat is like dog meat.
Great.
Yeah. So then I'm thinking to myself, if I was a vegetarian, I'd rather eat the fucking meat than that shitty lettuce. Yeah. And then you say this, so I'm like, I'm curious.
I got lucky maybe, but it was pretty fresh and everything was bomb. Like I was like, okay, this will work. Like
fresh and bomb.
For Taco Bell, right. I'm not saying, you know, there's a million better options, but
you go in there knowing what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like what to expect.
And you want it's not gonna go there. Like I said, it's nostalgic. It's like you're back to seventh grade when you had $4 and you could get full. know, like I don't know.
Oh, I used to get like they had like a 10-pack of like tacos.
Uh-huh.
Twelve.
I go to my friend's
pack.
Spend the night and eat the 10-pack of tacos. Like, I don't know.
Eat the 10-pack of tacos like one sitting really quick.
Oh, real quick, yeah.
Oh, well it's like if you ever got the soft taco instead of the crunchy taco, you could basically just like smash one taco at a time.
Oh yeah.
So that's what it was.
It's so easy.
McNugget, right?
Yeah.
It's like one of those. That's a taco there. That's
It's the same equivalent.
So we got, did we get to a bathroom? What did we say?
I was talking about Tiki Tatsuya's bathroom.
Cool. We got a bathroom.
Which is like about definitely that. On cool. the list
well,
now.
Well, off potty talk. That's fine.
There's more that I could think of, but.
I mean, you're next to White Horse has their bathroom.
Oh, it's great.
Right.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, do you go there a lot?
Used to go there a lot. I haven't been in any of those bars in years that much. Yeah. Like, I just, after COVID and stuff, I don't know, I'll go back in there and be like, who are all these little kids? Like, I don't know. I just like, my people aren't really there anymore. It's like, the main bar I go to, is Techo. It's a mezcal bar above Mi Madre's.
Okay.
And they do the best mezcal cocktails. And that's basically all I drink now, mostly for the most part. Yeah, I've switched over from like whiskey and beer to mostly that.
Nice. Well, that's a good transition.
So good. It just agrees with my body more. Like I can just drink it and be chill. And if I don't take it too far, which I, you know, it's, I. I don't feel shit. Like it's just a cleaner spirit, I feel like, than than anything.
I've heard, and it may be true, that like beer really makes you put in weight too.
Yeah, I've kind of been on a diet for the last year, and for sure. Like I changed the way I eat a lot, and beer is just like meh, I don't know.
You can totally feel it.
That was a joke. I definitely know it's true.
I've switched to like gin this last like year and a half.
Gin, yeah, and, that's because Austin's. Reserve, is that what it is?
Revolution, is that what you're talking about?
Revolution, that is what I'm talking about. What the hell am I talking about? Austin Reserve. But, I mean, like, so cool. I mean, we've got Rolling Smoke Barbecue on East 6th Street. I mean, is there, do you have the Rolling Smoke Barbecue on Instagram? You guys don't have any other kind of, like, social media, nothing on YouTube or anything?
YouTube, no.
Oh, you know what I will ask, because I just opened it, David Chang just did a Hot Ones. Do you ever watch YouTube for like the cooking and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what do you watch?
That's a good, I mean, Hot Ones is good.
Hot Ones is a shit.
I've been watching that forever, too.
Yeah, like, for a long time.
The dude's blown up now. It's insane.
And I love how they always like, everyone genuinely is like, you've got great questions. Like, I was like, that's like, are they prompted to say that?
I think he's just been doing it forever. So it's like, you know, he's just great at.
Oh, they
know,
go all in.
With his, he's got like Reebok shoes now and stuff like that.
Wow. Oh, dude. He's got his own.
Yeah, well, like they Reebok. Yeah, like, yeah, they made his own like little line of shoes. And I mean, he's just so big now. And I remember seeing that at the early stages and being like, this is hilarious. Like, this guy has something going. And,
yeah.
But we, so what?
Sean Evans, shout out.
Yeah, get him on the show.
Get him.
He'd be like, "You're not prepared for this." And I was like, "You've never, people never tell me that you have great questions." So I was like, "It's not surprising."
It's true.
But the you're like, "That's true." No, yeah, but you, what? Hot Ones is a great one.
YouTube channel. I don't know.
Sam the Cooking Guy ever? No.
I don't think I've seen that one. I don't watch that much YouTube, or haven't that much lately. I don't know. Yeah. Unless it's a specific thing that I'm like I want to learn about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of cooking off YouTube for barbecue. If you want to know like where I learned it, I mean, maybe not YouTube, but something like that.
Sure. You,
like barbecue videos and.
You should check out Chud's Barbecue.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
So he's got his YouTube going.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, for sure.
It's a riot watching him. You know, we come in here, we sit down for a talk, and then you watch his channel, and it's like he said, he like planned out a character to be, right?
Yeah.
Like a personality, you know?
Yeah.
So it's very interesting.
He's really cool. Like I did Food and Wine. I worked with Lance Kirkpatrick from South Switch, and then and Evan and Bradley were next door doing whatever, you know, their thing. So we were kind of right next door to each other and hung out that day. And he was a real cool cat. And yeah, his channel is just like blown up. And
But it didn't just blow up. Like he was methodical. Well,
it has, I'm saying now. But I'm not saying it just did. But I'm saying like he's pretty much gone to the point so much that he's doing his own thing. And
they had crazy.
To hire someone else to do his job at Leroy and Lewis.
Because awesome,
he's got his own thing going. So it's awesome.
The YouTuber American dream.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Not Monday. To mention those Chud boxes are pretty awesome as well. So
That's I think that's where it's at too. Is like once you like kind of start in that world creating pits and things like that and you're selling that merchandise and you get all these fans, like it's a great, you know, add on, like being like, oh yeah, cool. You can cook just like me.
And yeah.
The pit that we made for you.
Like, oh yeah.
People are really into that. And it's like I think, I mean, just in general, like the barbecue smoking world, people are like really into it now and like really getting these, you know, nice offset pits.
Well, Franklin like does like a crazy pit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them now. Yeah. There's a lot of like really big companies that are doing them.
What about Joshua Weissman? Have you seen him? That's a cool channel to check out.
Not sure.
I think he worked at Uchi. I don't know if he's from Austin, but he, I don't know, but it's a cool channel. He's very talented.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just came out with a cooking book.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, YouTube's a fun.
Yeah.
But sometimes people aren't into it. Like, you can't recall any channels.
I don't YouTube that much. So my current setup, I've done it in the past more, but like, I just...
For sure.
We also have Masterclass, the app thing. So I've watched quite a few on there, like Gordon Ramsay or something like that goes through like everything. It's pretty good.
That's enough, donkey.
Not in that way, really, that much. He's just like,
he's pretty chill. He's
talented too.
Yeah. His character is different than like what's going on. He's pretty chill guy. Are there any chefs or anything that like you look up to that you learned a lot from that you took your inspiration?
Barbecue wise, or just sure. Whatever. I mean, tons. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to put me on the spot because I'm not very good with the memory. But just old school. You know, like I can tell you right offhand. I'm thinking of like rib videos or rib, cooking with like Johnny Trigg or something like, stuff like that. I used to watch like the barbecue pitmaster shows and just try to absorb any kind of little information because there's not much information you can get from that show, but it's fun.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just saying like there, there's all kinds of old school barbecue people that I definitely look up to. And a lot of them will just, give you the information, we share information with each other pretty much. I've helped a lot of people. A lot of people have helped me. Like now that I know what I know, I do not hesitate to tell a new person, like, here's what I do. And, this was work for me. So, a lot of barbecue people are like that. So I can't, it's hard to even think about one because there's pretty much all of them.
That's cool.
I remember doing barbecue month and I was just like jealous because it's such a cool community.
It really is.
Yeah. Everybody's so cool.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll get you back here next year, May. This year, May. Barbecue if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll wrap this up, though. But thank you for coming on over.
Thank y'all for having me.
That's Kyle Stallings at Rolling Smoke Barbecue. And where's that located, Kyle?
1501 East 6th Street and Comal.
Got to get out there, man.
Instagram, Rolling Smoke Barbecue.
Yep.
Rolling Smoke ATX BBQ.
Okay.
And the website's the same.
Cool. Nice. Yep. Well, cheers, fellas. We'll send you home with some ranch riders.
Awesome. Yes, they're good. Thank you.
You too, Troy. It's been a minute.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys.
All right.